You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Become a successful podcaster with Bruce Chamoff. And in this special episode, I am going to play you the audio from my video presentation of the Podno 2021 event. And my presentation was the first one. It was titled, The Power of Your Podcast RSS Feed. And I have a video. I just put up a YouTube video. So look in the description for the URL. And then click on it and you can actually see a presentation. I talked about Seinfeld. I talked about other sitcoms from the 90s. As part of the RSS feed presentation. So it's not just a boring thing on RSS feed. Because let me tell you, your RSS feed is very, very, very powerful. And before we go on, again, I'm going to ask you to review us on Apple Podcasts if you have not yet. Now, again, look in the description of this episode for the address of the YouTube URL so you can see the presentation as well. It was a 20-minute presentation, but I guarantee you that when you are done with this video, you will think differently about your RSS feed. It's not the technical thing that you think it is. You have to question why it's free everywhere. Like, why does everybody, all the podcast hosting platforms, offer an RSS feed? So, without further ado, I am going to put the audio in. You are welcome to watch the video, but if you're in your car right now, I still think the audio will help you understand how powerful and beautiful your RSS feed is. Without further ado, here's the presentation.
Give me 20 minutes here, and I promise you, you will think differently about the RSS feed. I know that when people join our podcast network, they freeze up when I say the word RSS feed. They don't know what it's about. But I can guarantee you that it is one of the most magical and powerful tools to promote your podcast and actually grow your audience, get your content out there. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a presentation of my own. And then Mark Halpert will be coming up at 9:15. So let's go ahead. Let me share the screen. And that will be right here. Okay. Great. So I know that some of you have seen this little orange icon and have wondered, what is it for and how do I use it? And why is it free? Everywhere I go, I see the RSS feed icon. It's everywhere. It's the New York Times uses it. The New York Times Online uses the RSS feed to distribute all of their articles. But how does this pertain to your podcast? Well, let's talk about it. So I'm showing some of the most successful sitcoms in TV history. And I know that there's one here that you have heard of, maybe all of them. Maybe you've watched all of them. Now, the interesting thing is we're going to talk about TV, and I'm going to tell you how this pertains to your podcast, okay? So the interesting thing is when Seinfeld or Friends or any of them were on the air in the 90s, they were in a phase called prime time. Prime time is basically when a television show airs for the very first time, or its episodes airs for the first time, and here's the key word. I said episodes. You have episodes for your podcast. Well, let's talk about when Seinfeld went off the air. For those of you who are diehard Seinfeld fans, it went off the air in 1998. Never to be seen again, ever, on the original channel station, which was NBC. Actually, I think all these shows were on NBC, right? Maybe Arrested Development was on ABC. Okay. After 1998, you could not get Seinfeld anywhere Or maybe could you have? Now, let's fast forward to one more year, 1999. We have a newborn baby. I know there's millions of newborn babies. Okay. So one of those newborn babies, their parents were into Seinfeld. And now in 2021, that newborn baby is a 22-year-old adult. Parent comes up and says, you know, when I was your age, there was a really cool sitcom in the 90s called Seinfeld, but it was before your time. 22-year-old says, oh, shoot, I can't see this anymore. My parents liked it. My parents like Friends. They like all these shows, but I can't see it anymore because it's off the air. It went off the air before I was even born. However, we have this little thing. We have reruns. And reruns is a way of where, and I know all of us who were living in the 70s, 80s, 90s, probably 2000, saw these shows come back to life on other channels. Their episodes were called reruns at that point. But what made reruns possible? Well, we got to look at it like this. Seinfeld originally was on NBC up until 1998. And then after 1998, some of these channels, probably like thousands of channels, were able to put the reruns on. Right? You can go to any of these channels and see old episodes, again, reruns. So it didn't really die after primetime, did it? Think about how this can pertain to your podcast. Your podcast is here where Seinfeld is. It's going through a particular station. And then somewhere along the line, it's going to be available in other media outlets. Maybe, maybe not. Well, it went off the air in 1998. Well, this is the actual concept that takes reruns and puts them out there. Syndication. Syndication, very simply, taking content in one place and putting it in another. Hope you can see how powerful that could be for your podcast. If you're still not convinced, let's go here. Your podcast is available through syndication through an RSS feed. This RSS feed is going to take your content, put it everywhere. Anybody that accepts an RSS feed, you will be able to pick up new audience members and subscribers just from this little orange icon. That's free. You don't have to pay any money. There's no marketing expenses here. Now, we got to really go through what these letters really mean, right? So RSS, the R stands for really. Wow. The word really doesn't mean anything. It's an adverb that enhances the word that comes after it, right? It makes it better. So what's the word that comes after really? What's the first S? Simple. Okay, well, a lot of things in life are really simple, aren't they? A lot of things are simple. A lot of things are really hard too, but a lot of things are really simple. This doesn't really say much, does it? So let's go to the next S, syndication. Wait a minute, syndication? Hold on a second. Didn't I just talk about syndication up here? Well, we're making the connection now, I hope. Seinfeld, Cheers, Friends, they're all in syndication somewhere else. Well, if you go back down here, your podcast can be syndicated, okay, and that's really just a great concept everywhere, okay? Now, let's go further. It's free, like I said. That's the biggest part of this. It is totally free. You don't have to buy it. So I want to ask some people some questions. We have Libsyn, and I'm going to unshare the screen for just a quick minute.
Become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
Okay, so I'm going to share the screen. Now, I want to ask everybody a question here. How many people, actually better yet, I'm going to bring up a poll. So answer this question. How many people are on Buzzsprout, Anchor, Libsyn, Podbean? I see people answering already. Okay, great. So you could see that these popular podcast platforms are they all have RSS feeds. When you upload your episodes, they make your episodes available through that little orange icon. Now, I'm still waiting for some people to answer. We got a lot of people answering, by the way. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and end it, and I'm going to share the results with you. So, it turns out that there's kind of a tie between Anchor and Libsyn. And by the way, we had the Vice President of Partnership Strategies, Rob Greenlee, talking a little bit later today as well. So for those of you who are actually on Libsyn, you can actually get a presentation from somebody who actually works at Libsyn. But Anchor gives you your RSS feed for free. So does Libsyn, Buzzsprout, they all do. And I just got, I think it was Tim, right? Tim just said, I'm surprised it's so diverse. I have to watch the chat here, don't I? I'm surprised it's so diverse. I only ever hear ads for Anchor. Yes, but Anchor, Tim, is probably one of the most popular ones that I've seen. Buzzsprout, too. And I mean, they're all popular. Now, somebody shared two responses for other. So in the chat, can you do me a favor? For those two people that said other, can you just kind of type into the chat what, here we go, type what your podcast platform is. And I have one person who just said, how do these differ from Apple, Google, and Blueberry? Well, we're going to talk about that too. So for those of you, we have two people who answered other. Okay. So let me go ahead and stop sharing these. Great. So you can see how popular this is. And I'm going to address that question that just came over. We got Simplecast and SoundCloud. All right. So we have some podcasts are also on SoundCloud and Simplecast. There's also Red Circle. There are a whole bunch of them. I couldn't put them all in the poll for you, but that's why the other is there. But I know it's going on, and I see it all the time when people submit their podcast on the New York City Podcast Network. Okay, so let's stop sharing. Now, let's continue to share, and I'm going to address that one question that just came over about Apple. So going back, you can see that Libsyn, Buzzsprout, Anchor, and Podbean, and probably SoundCloud, Simplecast, I mean, I can go on. They all give this to you for free. Now, if you're still not convinced about this RSS feed, the interesting thing about it is that Apple Podcasts, show of hands, all right, in that lower, that raise your hand button on the bottom, tell me who is on Apple. Is your podcast on Apple right now? Got a lot of hands going up. Great. It looks like almost everybody's on Apple Podcasts. Well, do you know that Apple also shows your podcast through the RSS feed that is provided by Anchor or Buzzsprout? That is incredible, right? When somebody comes to your podcast on Apple, they do not care or even know where your content is stored, do they? They don't know if it's on Buzzsprout. They don't know if it's on Anchor, and they technically don't care. They're coming to Apple, and they're just hitting that play button, and maybe they're rating your podcast, giving you a review. Hopefully, you're all getting good reviews on your podcast. But when somebody comes to Apple, your subscribers, what are you going to tell them in the podcast, in your actual episodes? Subscribe to us on Apple, or rate us on Apple, or subscribe to us on Anchor. Which one sounds better, right? Which one sounds bigger? Well, what's very cool is that for those of us who have actually taken care of our own podcast, the RSS feed makes that 100% available. And that's the magic of RSS feed. Now, going back to this slide, if you're still not convinced, and I know a lot of people are still not convinced about the RSS feed, because this is probably one of the most misunderstood marketing tools, and it is a marketing tool. It's also a content distribution tool. It is that powerful. It powers Spotify. And if you can see in the upper right-hand corner, I have the New York City Podcast Network. We also show everything through the RSS feed. And if you have mobile device, who doesn't have a mobile device today, right? There are RSS feed mobile apps. That's right. Your podcast can be available through any of these RSS feed mobile apps. Most of them are free. And you can download a few yourself, put your own podcast into it or your RSS feed, and you will see all of your episodes, past episodes from number one all the way to your most recent episode. The RSS feed automatically updates itself. And that alone is powerful. So now, like I said before, the New York Times online, all their articles are syndicated through RSS feed. And I was even subscribing to a few. But Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, they all have RSS applications. So if you want to get your podcast episodes on Facebook, you can do it through one of Facebook's RSS apps. So there's no limit to what this thing is. This thing is just data. Nobody has to look at that data because everybody who uses the RSS feed looks at it like a regular web page or a mobile app. And they're going to be looking at your podcast, and hopefully those RSS apps will have a play button. They'll hit the play button. And that's it. They'll hear your episodes. You might want to tell people on your next episode, hey, take our RSS feed, put it into your mobile app, and take our podcast with you on the go. Now, I know they can do that anyway, but I'm just saying, there is no limit to what the RSS feed can do. And what I'm going to do right now, I hope by now you're all convinced how wonderful this tool is. I am going to take some Q&A right now. We have Mark Halpert coming up at 9:15, and that's 15 minutes from now. I'm looking down at my clock. And I know a lot of people are still coming in, so I want to actually welcome the people who didn't hear my welcome message and tell you that the speakers who are on right now are waiting to give their presentation. They're all handpicked, all curated, if you want to say that word. And they're all experts in their field. Or if they're not experts, they're just amazing speakers. And some are both. So people who I've known for years and people who I met during the pandemic. So I think that these people I'm friends with, I'm business acquaintances with, and they're all just amazing speakers. And they're going to educate you and entertain you. So hang around. If you can hang around for the entire 12 hours, that would be awesome. I know you probably can't because that's a lot to ask. But don't miss any presentations. That's all I could say. And I want to welcome the speakers. You can see them right now in the window. And if you're not a speaker, then what I'm going to do is I'm probably just going to make you an attendee. Now, what I'm going to do at this moment is I'm going to take some questions. You can actually... you can click the Q&A icon on the bottom of Zoom and open up the questions. And just, if you have anything on the RSS feed, you can ask. Or you can even ask in the chat if you want to. No questions yet. I guess we have no questions. I guess people quite understand what's going on with the RSS feed. Oh, looks like I got a question here. So, the question I got from Brian. Two questions from Brian. Okay, let's answer both of them. If I am posting via Blueberry, am I using this? I would say, you know, I don't know much about Blueberry. I do know the person who started it, Todd Cochran, who also wrote a book, the book I actually picked up in 2005 on podcasting. I don't know. I believe I saw an RSS feed on Blueberry, but one thing is that I don't know if Blueberry gives you the RSS feed to distribute to Apple. They might do it themselves for you. So I'm not really 100% sure. But if they don't do it for you, then you're welcome to just open up your Apple podcast and put the RSS feed in. I don't have time to explain that here, but you can probably Google it. So I hope Brian, that answers your first question. And the next question is, if not, how do I add it to our distribution? So when you are distributing your, basically the RSS feed takes care of the distribution for you. So it takes your content and you will go to whatever website you want to get your RSS feed onto. I explained Apple. But maybe there are other websites, there are other podcast networks that when you sign up, they usually ask you for your RSS feed. And at that point, once they put your page live, it will be available. As a matter of fact, let me just mark that I answered this one live. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to share the screen with you one more time. And let's see if I can actually just get this. Okay. I'm going to just open up the podcast network here. And Brian, thank you for your questions. I hope I answered them. Anybody else has questions? We have 5 more minutes. So the New York City Podcast Network, during the newest podcast, anybody who joins, you click right on their icon. And what happens is, let me just go ahead and wait for this thing to open up. A little slow today. I don't know why. It could be my internet. Okay, here we go. So this particular podcast has the RSS feed. If you click on the RSS feed, it's going to take you to Buzzsprout, because that's where they're hosted. It looks like a web page. But behind the scenes, it looks like this ugly text, this code. But here, exactly what it looks like. Now, on the podcast network, we can show all of the most recent episodes all the way down. And this person has over 70 episodes. All the way down to the first one that was over a year ago. So that alone is amazing, because we don't have to constantly update the episodes. Nobody has to call us and say, hey, Bruce, I put a new podcast episode out there. Can you update the website? I never have to, because it's right there on in your RSS feed. So I hope that shows how powerful it is. And we got another question here. Tony asked, I have to attend other meetings and come back later. How do I re-register? Tony, I think you have the email that just gives you the link to come in. And since you're already registered, it shouldn't make you register again. So that's pretty much it. And any other questions? We still have people coming in. That's awesome. We had over 100 people register for this event. And I guess some people, it's just kind of too early for some people. Some people are on the West Coast, so it's probably 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning over there. And anybody else have questions? Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to kind of let some people actually just speak. You can all speak for 5 minutes. I all allow you to mute.
Hey, Bruce, it's Mark. Question for you. How long until the recording of this will be available for people who've attended?
So, good question. We are going to record each presentation. So all throughout the day, you're going to hear what Zoom says, recording on, recording off. And I will hopefully make them all available within the next week or two.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Actually, what I'm going to do right now, probably stop the recording and then restart it right before Mark comes on.
Good morning, everybody. It's nice to see everybody. This is Donna Drake, your top box in the middle, according to my screen.